Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Simple Guide to ADHD Regulation, The Secret to Finding Balance, Getting Things Done, and Enjoying Your Life is a nonfiction self-help guide focused on ADHD, nervous system regulation, and practical day-to-day functioning. Written by therapist Jenna Free, who also speaks from personal experience with ADHD, the book argues that many of the difficulties associated with ADHD are better understood as dysregulation rather than laziness, weak character, or a simple lack of discipline. Its purpose is to help readers move out of chronic survival mode and into a steadier state where they can think more clearly, follow through more consistently, and reduce the emotional and physical overwhelm that often drives avoidance. The book is positioned as a more compassionate alternative to productivity hacks that rely on pressure, shame, or rigid systems. Instead, it offers an accessible framework for recognizing stress responses, resetting the nervous system, and approaching tasks with more realism and less self-judgment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, ADHD as dysregulation rather than laziness or failure. A central claim of the book is that ADHD struggles are often misread through a moral lens. Instead of framing inconsistency, procrastination, or emotional volatility as signs of laziness, Jenna Free presents them as outcomes of dysregulation in the nervous system. This shift matters because it changes the problem from character correction to state management. If the issue is dysregulation, then the solution is not more shame or stricter self-talk, but better recognition of when the body and mind have moved into overwhelm. The book uses this perspective to explain why many people with ADHD can appear highly capable one day and nearly immobilize the next. That pattern is not treated as random. It is treated as an understandable cycle of activation and collapse. By reframing the condition this way, the book gives readers a more workable explanation for their experience and reduces the tendency to internalize every setback as personal failure. Secondly, using fight, flight, freeze, and fawn as a practical ADHD lens, the book places the body's stress responses at the center of ADHD management. Fight, flight, freeze, and fawn are not discussed as abstract psychology terms, but as useful labels for the different ways an overwhelmed ADHD brain may react to pressure. This is important because many everyday ADHD problems are actually response patterns to stress avoiding a task, overworking to escape discomfort, shutting down when demands pile up, or trying to please others to reduce friction. By identifying these patterns, the book helps readers notice what state they are in before they attempt to solve a problem. That recognition creates a pause between feeling overwhelmed and reacting automatically. The value of this framework is that it explains why many organizational tools fail when a person is already dysregulated. Dysregulate, a planner or reminder system, cannot easily override a nervous system that is in survival mode. The book, therefore, encourages readers to address the underlying state first, then return to the task with greater capacity. Thirdly, resetting the nervous system to improve follow-through, rather than promising a single organizing method. The book emphasizes regulation as the prerequisite for any meaningful follow-through. The basic idea is that productivity problems are often not primarily about forgetting what to do, but about being too activated, too shut down, or too scattered to begin. The book presents reset strategies as a way to move from survival mode back into a state where planning, prioritizing, and action become more possible. This makes the approach distinct from typical ADHD advice that focuses only on external structure. Here, the internal state comes first. The practical implication is that readers are encouraged to pause and regulate before forcing themselves into action. With that may mean calming the body, reducing overload, or narrowing attention to one manageable step. But the point is not to eliminate difficulty, but to restore enough stability that tasks no longer feel impossibly large. This is especially relevant for readers who have already tried conventional hacks and found that those methods collapse under stress. Fourthly, adapting the format and presentation to an ADHD audience. The book is designed not only around ADHD content, but also around ADHD-friendly delivery. Its use of sidebars, graphics, and illustrations reflects an understanding that many readers with ADHD struggle with dense, text-heavy material or long, uninterrupted explanations. This design choice is not cosmetic. It supports comprehension and reduces cognitive load. The presentation acknowledges that the medium matters as much as the message when writing for an audience that may be easily distracted or overwhelmed. The accessible format also reinforces the book's broader philosophy, support the nervous system rather than challenge it unnecessarily. In addition, Jenna Free's status as a therapist with ADHD herself gives the book an insider perspective without turning it into a memoir. The result is a guide that feels grounded in lived experience, while remaining practical and instructional. for readers who have felt alienated by overly clinical or overly simplistic ADHD books. This combination of clear explanation and user-friendly design is one of the book's strongest features. Lastly, why the book focuses on balance and enjoyment, not just output, the title makes clear that the book is concerned with more than getting things done. Balance and enjoyment are treated as legitimate outcomes, not optional extras after productivity is restored. This broadens the usual ADHD self-help frame, which often measures improvement only by task completion, time management, or reduced chaos. Jennifer argues that if regulation improves, then life can become less dominated by crisis management and more open to ordinary satisfaction. That is an important reframing, because ADHD can create a cycle in which a person alternates between intense output and depletion, leaving little room for steady, meaningful living. By emphasizing enjoyment, the book points toward a fuller definition of functioning, one that includes emotional steadiness, reduced overwhelm, and a more livable pace. This makes the book appealing to readers who are not just trying to be more efficient, but are also trying to stop feeling as if every day is an emergency. The practical value lies in restoring a sense of agency without reducing the reader to a productivity project. In conclusion, this book will be most useful for adults with ADHD, people who suspect they may have ADHD, and readers who have already tried conventional productivity systems without lasting success. It is also a strong fit for those who want an explanation of ADHD that feels more compassionate and biologically grounded than moralizing advice about discipline or motivation. Its main benefit is that it gives readers a clearer model for understanding why they swing between overfunctioning and shutdown. And it connects that pattern to nervous system regulation in a way that is easy to apply to daily life. Compared with many ADHD books that focus mainly on scheduling tricks, habit stacking, or generic self-improvement, this one stands out for centering dysregulation as the core issue. It also differs through its accessible presentation and its refusal to build advice around shame. For readers who want a practical framework that respects how ADHD actually feels, rather than how it is often described from the outside, the book offers a focused and realistic approach. If you would like to support Jennifer CCC, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.